This is Mark Regula
and Tony Navarro.
We're from the group Ivory Tower Project, and you're listening to the Ray Powers Hour on New Visions Radio. Hey, thanks for listening.
Rising from the swamps of the Meadowlands, in the shadow of New York City, it's the Ray Powers Hour. And a happy, happy Thursday night. How are ya? Guys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to the Ray Powers Hour, the hashtag RPH. This is it.
the start of the 4-day weekend. Thursday night is radio night here on New Visions Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so glad you're here. I appreciate you more than you know. I tell you that all the time. But tonight, I'll guarantee I can back it up. I can show you how much I love you guys. I brought back somebody that you know and love, near and dear to you, and she's been just about the hottest thing on the indie planet for, since last March. I'm, of course, talking about the Cope, Lisa Coppola. She is here. She is my guest, but she's also my co-host tonight. We're going to hang out, and she's going to bring us up to speed on what's been going on. You know, she's one of the worst-kept secrets on the planet now. Brand new video, it's out right now. And her single, Save Us, drops tomorrow. So Lisa will be here. Actually, Lisa is in the building. I know this for a fact, as is Anthony Sherry. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. In fact, I have to get right to it and let you guys know that we have an awesome chat room. And you should be chatting with us. You know why? It's live. And it's free. What else can you do in this world that's free except breathe the air? And it's only a matter of time before they start taxing that too. And then it's just going to be the chat room. NewVisionsRadio.com. Come to the main page, scroll down just a little bit. Stick your name in there. You don't need a password. Forget about it. Just tell them Ray sent you. The doorman will let you in. I promise. And yeah, while we're moving on, I have to let you know that tonight's show is being proudly brought to you by the Garden of Edie, our good friends at the Garden of Edie. Oh, what can you say about this company? Upstart company, and talk about one of the hottest things on the planet. These home crafted goods, I mean, they're phenomenal. All I could tell you is check these guys out. Email them for a free digital full color catalog at thegardenofedie@gmail.com. That is thegardenofedie@gmail.com. That's all one word, all one email, all one, what is it? It's an email. What am I talking about here? I'm excited. Lisa Coppola is here, and we have a surprise for you. I think you know what we have in store for you. Some of us do. Some of you do, anyway. I think I know, anyway. I mean, I might be completely off base. She might have other ideas. Again, she's a co-host, and as you know, she's now associate program director of the station, so you know, so she carries a little bit of clout these days. All right. Hey, you know what? We have to get to this week's Fresh Cut. Speaking of Lisa Coppola, yeah, we didn't have to go too far for this one. It comes out tomorrow. It's a great song. I want you to check this out. Let me know what you think of this song. Email me at theraypowershour@gmail.com. Tell me what you think of this song here. This is Lisa Coppola's brand new song. It drops tomorrow all over the planet. This right here is Save Us, the hashtag Fresh Cut, on the Ray Powers Hour on the New Visions Radio Network.
The Ray Powers Hour. Fresh Cut.
I see you staring back at me, staring blank at me. I need you to give me something to hold on to. Another day standing next to you, but missing you. I can't take this anymore. Another walking out the door.
New Visions Radio. This is the Ray Powers Hour. That was this week's hashtag Fresh Cut Lisa Coppola with Save Us. And of course, that comes out all over the world tomorrow, so go get a copy of that for yourself. And of course, the video is out right now on YouTube, so check that out right now, or check it out after the show anyway. And of course, you're going to recognize the, I guess, the co-star. And he's a real jerk in the video. Not much of a stretch, if you ask me. Anyway, we have to move on. Cope is just about ready. But before we get to that mayhem, I have to finish this mayhem right here. I've got a power pack to give away. And as you know, there's only one way to win a power pack on the Ray Powers Hour. We play a game. Does anybody know what that game is called?
Power Trivia.
Yeah, we play Power Trivia right here on the Ray Powers Hour. And the rules, they're simple. There's only one. Be the first to correctly email me at theraypowershour@gmail.com. You win the whole enchilada, this week's full power pack. And I've got a brand new one for you this week. I've got a CD of your choice, courtesy of Bongo Boy Records. I've got a Ray Powers signature imprinted guitar pick. And I've got the one thing that nobody can do without. Yeah, it's the Ray Powers Hour full color, signed, imprinted, hand signed, 8x10 Ray Powers Hour full color show print. And this week it features Lisa Coppola, and she'll sign it for you as well. So that's something you just can't pass up. Okay, here is the trivia question. Name five recording artists, solo or groups, that feature a color in their name. That's it. Name five recording artists, solo or otherwise, groups, ensembles, you name it. If they've made records, they count. Name five that feature a color in their name. If you know the answer, email me at theraypowershour@gmail.com. If you're first, the power pack is all yours.
We were shadows on a moonlit night. We kissed just like the wind. It was only for a moment, but I was already taken in. You touched me oh so gently, and you held me close and tight. Try, but I just can't forget the magic of that night.
Stay awake all night, I try to face the morning.
New Visions Radio. This is the Ray Powers Hour. Lisa Coppola there with Now That You're Gone. That's an oldie, which is readily available on the Bongo Boy Records Collection, Awesome Hair Bands Volume 1. All right, looks like we have an answer to Power Trivia. First up is Mike from Teaneck, and he's responding to the question, name five recording artists who feature a color in their names. And Mike gives us Yellow Man, Pink, Green Day, Pink Floyd, and the Zac Brown Band. All right, Mike, I don't need to go to the books for that. I know that you are 100%.
Correct.
Absolutely correct. Nice job. That's one of those that sounds really easy until you have like three or four and the clock is ticking, because you know that there are hundreds of other people making lists in their heads or on a scratch pad. So, you know, the pressure's on. But way to go, Mike. All right, it's time to get our cope on. Give me a minute for a station ID so I can get it all together here. And I'll be right back with Lisa Coppola.
Hey, everybody. This is Canadian musician Ed Roman.
Hi, this is Richard Lynch.
Hi, this is Christabel Llewellyn from Kinder Jazz.
Hi, this is JJ McGuigan.
Hi, this is Eddie Mann.
And you're listening to New Visions Radio.
Hey, this is Sean Faust, and you're listening to the Ray Powers Hour on New Visions Radio. Yeah.
This is the Ray Powers Hour. I am back. And once again with me, things have changed from last year, but she's back. Lisa Coppola, the Cope, here in the Power Cove. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Apparently, I have this nickname now, the Cope.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if I'll get in trouble with Mark Coppola, but, you know, he was the Cope long before. But you know what? You can be like La Cope or something, or maybe La Copa.
No. The a little Cope too Italian. Is fine. It's fine. I'm working with it.
He's La Cope. You're just Cope.
Yeah, I'm Cope.
That works. I like it. Well, a lot's changed since you were last here. Last March, I think, right?
Yeah.
Let me look on the wall. Yeah, it was March.
I'm on your wall of fame.
You are.
Can you believe that?
With Michael Sweet,
right?
That was my teeny bopper moment right there, getting to interview him.
Well, let me tell you something. If I got a chance to interview Eric Martin from Mr. Big, that would be my teeny bopper moment for sure.
And that, and when I got to, I was a fanboy with poor Jerry Gaskill, too.
Were you?
I was like, remember that time you guys did Dog Man? He's like, yeah. For the first 5 minutes, he's like, that was awesome. And yeah, he tolerated me, so it was cool.
But yeah. You know what? When you're wielding that mic, gives you some power, so you get to do that type of thing.
It was a lot of fun. And we just had reconnected, and like, you know, after, I don't really... It was just weird, like how, you know, it's like, yeah, you sent me a tape 15 years ago, or we're dating ourselves too much now.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. And, but for the most part, other than that, like, you know, we were just getting to know each other. And here we are now, you know, running this thing.
This thing.
This thing called radio.
But the tape, you have to clarify for people, if you're going to date yourself, you might as well say it was a VHS tape.
It was a VHS cassette that I threw in a VCR. And there was Lisa Coppola singing with Billy Joel, and I was like, wow.
And I still can't, first of all, I can't remember doing that. And secondly, why would I let go of one of my only three copies? I don't know.
Why would you give it to me?
I must have really wanted the gig that you had.
It was a good gig at the time. We had major management, and we did get in the chains. For those of you, let's bring everybody else into the in joke. My band was Inner Soul. It was like 19... God, I just dated us. There we go. It was 19-something.
1990. Had to be 8.
7 or 8, yeah. It was. We were going from a male singer to a female. We just rebranded completely. We went through every male singer in Jersey, and they all had LSD, lead singer syndrome, and, you know, it was pretty bad. Or that's LSS. Lead singer disease would be LSD.
Yeah, singer disease.
You get the point. But yeah, they were still going through that diva period. You know, nobody had realized it was all over.
But wait a minute. So I sent you the tape, and what happened? I didn't get the gig.
What happened there? I don't know what happened.
I don't remember.
Neither
what
do
happened.
I don't know.
That is bad.
I know. I loved the video. And it's like, this girl knows Billy Joel. Maybe we can like open for Billy. It's like we had all these like ideas, and you know. I don't know. You were living close by at the time.
Yes. I was living in Lyndhurst.
Right.
At the time.
We talked about Garfield last time and how I walked home from Garfield. I never told the story because I don't remember the story.
Oh.
I've walked home from Lyndhurst plenty of times, but this is Rutherford. That's not that big of a deal.
It's like one town over.
Yeah. We go to the bakery all the time in Lyndhurst still to this day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so exciting stuff going on. You are now Associate Program Director here at New Visions, still putting out records, still making videos, still just kicking ass at everything you do.
Well, I have to tell you, since March 24th of 2016, I'm looking at the wall here, yeah. So at least I know what the date was when
I was here.
We
have a point of reference, yeah.
Point of reference, because clearly we need it. But since then, you were the first one to spend just a little time.
Yeah, and you gave me that honor.
Yeah, thank you for doing that because it changed everything. And that thing, I've been kicking butt at indie ever since because the fans just locked onto it from you spinning it, and they have been taking care of me ever since. So just a little time did very well, and then Stuck to My Shoe did very well. And now we did the video for Save Us, and we're getting ready to release the single.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is tomorrow. The days just go into each other. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is tomorrow. It's good that we know that.
Yes. But it's been a crazy year, and I've just been so excited about how well it's been doing. And Leapdog Music is to blame for that, as well as you and the folks at Hamilton Radio and Indie Rock.
We take full responsibility. You know, you were here on the eve of the release of Just a Little Time.
Yes.
Last time.
I was.
And now here it is, the eve of the release of Save Us, and you're back.
Yes.
Amazing. People are going to start to think like, oh, okay, I get it. She releases a single, comes on the Ray Powers Hour. You know, I have some kind of like nepotism, and you know, they're going to think I had this unfair pipeline to Lisa Coppola. And they're going to be like, yo, you got to share Lisa Coppola. Come on. Stop bogarting the Cope.
Don't bogart the Cope, man.
But hey, listen, I'm all about bogarting. You can have seconds, thirds. It all starts right here, Thursday night. It's radio night. Come on.
It's the start of the 4-day weekend.
Absolutely. Nikki Lee will attest to that.
Yes.
Ann and Andrew will attest to that. Plainfield Slim will certainly attest to that.
Yeah.
See that we plug you all through my show, we plug you. So I don't ever want to hear that I don't love you guys. All right. So we played Save Us as the fresh cut. And a lot of great feedback. A lot of great feedback on the video. That was a blast to shoot.
Oh, my God. You know, we shot that video and you and I barely even knew each other at that point. And so...
because we hadn't really talked since you came in February or March. You came and went. You know, we kept in touch, but for the most part, I hadn't seen you again.
Right.
Until we shot that in the summertime.
Yes. But I think it was late June.
Yeah.
That we shot.
It was.
And funny story, here we are in a room trying to do the fight scene. And I hope some of you folks have seen the Save Us video.
Watch it. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. So it's on YouTube. And we were trying to come up with things to fight with each other about, but we didn't know each other. And the only thing that you knew about me is that I had a couple
you
of
love cats.
Cats.
Absolutely.
I do love cats. And you said, cats shouldn't exist. And I was like, trying to come up with something to come back.
Did he just say
with.
That? Yeah.
We also discovered, you know, the director said to us, no, you cannot use the F word because people can read your
lips. They can read lips, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was worried that they'd be reading gibberish and things about cats, but yeah, the F word would have been worse.
Yeah, much worse.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have had bad lip reading there. I know that one scene where I bang on the cushions and I scream. I remember, you know, Bill jumping. And I said, that was a good take.
Bill Hendra was the guy that shot those scenes, and he did a great job.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, it was a great day for the beach. It wasn't raining, thank God.
Yeah.
And the weather cooperated. And I've been outdoor for outdoor shoots, and you pick the wrong day, it could be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I for some strange reason, I decided to go out to Pittsburgh in March. Don't ask me why. They said 70 degrees. That was my indoor day.
In March?
Yeah.
Well, 70 degrees in Pittsburgh?
It was 70 when we had to do the scenes indoors.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we were going to go outdoors. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a nice weekend. 29 degrees.
Oh, my God.
In one day. And it was like flecks of snow. And you ask anybody in Pittsburgh, that's our like third or fourth biggest market now. And they'll tell you.
So, but were you, which video are you talking about here?
That was It's You.
That was It's You.
That was my first one, yeah.
Yeah.
And Cheryl Soros, who is a native of Pittsburgh, you know, she was a Pittsburgh girl and she manned up. She had a sleeveless wedding dress on top of Mount Washington. The wind is blowing. The real feel is about 18 degrees and she's out there. You could see it. She's freezing, but she's, you know, like a Pittsburgh Steeler with the bare arms. And she's a Pittsburgh gal.
They're tough in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they certainly are. Blue collar. Good people. But, yeah, we know about that. You know, Jersey's a working class state.
It is.
We work hard. We work hard for everything we have.
I feel like that's all I do is work.
You know what? It keeps us honest. You know, I don't know what I would do if I was living a privileged life. I guess I wouldn't know any better, but, you know, you build success and you remember where you were 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and think of where you are today and all the hard work that it took to get here.
Yeah.
And you really can appreciate it.
I totally appreciate it. I'll tell you, before the release of Just a Little Time, I was wondering if I was going to continue songwriting.
Yeah, you told me that later.
Yeah. I mean, I was not sure about what the avenues were for artists. And it's amazing what a thriving indie market there is out here. And indie radio is just taking off. It's like an indie revolution. I kind of feel like, and I might have said this before, that we are like the Haight-Ashbury of the 60s.
The upstart, yeah.
Yeah. And so the fans are really amazing. They take care of the artists. And
they're loyal.
They're very loyal. So I'm really thrilled to be here.
You people in the chat room, stand up and be counted. We know you're there. Every last one of you, you rowdy people. And, you know, you and I are in the chat room all the time when we're not doing this. Well, when I'm doing this, I'm multitasking. Especially on days like today where there's no interns. But, you know, Anthony's here.
Anthony is definitely
here. He's here.
Here.
He's going to... Can I tell him? I mean, can I just break the surprise or you want to break it?
No, you can go ahead.
Oh. Well, Lisa Coppola and Anthony and myself, we might play, if you're good, we might play a song for you live on the air. Can we do that?
I think that we can.
Oh. What do you think, chat room? I think they'll like that. I think they would be okay with the whole show being just live music. Just the three of us just banging out for the full hour. But
I don't know that we can do all of that. But
take requests.
We can definitely do one for you. You heard Save Us already, so we'll do something for you that
you know.
That you know.
Okay.
All right.
You can take a request as long as it's the right song. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one we know. Yeah, I'm excited to play with you. I last time I got to watch you and James Popick, Robin Tricker, Tracy Souza, and you guys, I got to sit back and just, I was wowed. That was a really good entourage you put together.
Yeah, they're amazing artists, those folks. Yeah.
But I got to play with Anthony at the toy drive in December.
Yeah, we did the toy drive, and he's a lot of fun, and he's quite the snappy dresser.
Yes, he is.
He is the snappy dresser. I'm gonna put some pictures of him out there so you guys can get a feel for the way that he dresses. It's definitely unique.
It's, you know, but you look like a rock star. I mean, it's real important to not just go out in a jeans and t-shirt, you know, sweatpants. It's like, there was a period, that's what I hated most about the late 90s, is like people just went out. It's like, you look like you walked out from a bus stop and just walked on stage. It's like, is that the custodian or is that the lead singer?
Oh, the flannel shirts?
Not even the flannel shirts. It just became like, I rolled out of bed and I have a Speed Racer t-shirt and I've got, you know, pants that don't fit me and I couldn't comb my hair because who cares?
But I do think that it had to happen.
I know it did.
I knew it had to happen because it was like the anti-glam rocker thing.
The Poison thing became, you had Cinderella, Britney Fox, Black Eyed Susan. It just became a carbon copy of a carbon copy. No disrespect. I love all those bands.
Me too.
Shout out to Philly, you guys. But, and I got to open for Black Eyed Susan.
Nice.
But, you know, the whole thing is it just became, they'll tell you, it became a caricature of themselves because the record companies were pressuring them.
Right.
Hey, this formula worked 4 years ago. Let's just keep doing it.
Right.
And, you know, so much music just became, yeah.
I saw Nirvana for the first time and I looked at that and I saw Kurt Cobain and I saw the clothing and I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, exactly. That's
weird. It's all going to change.
It was a collective uh-oh. The Cat Club, Trash and Vaudeville went, uh-oh.
Yep.
You know, $250 leather pants. It was a sobering wake-up experience. But you're right, it had to happen because things come in cycles.
Yeah.
And now, with internet radio, with indie stuff, you can just do anything you want. Ivory Tower Project, perfect example. They're putting out an album. It's out digitally, and I think the hard copy comes out real soon.
Right.
And it's just whatever they want. It sounds like it could have been recorded in 1982, 2002. You know, it just sounds, it's just great music. It's just like, let's just go out and write a song. Who cares? There's no time period. We don't have to reference anything. We don't have anybody's ass to kiss. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that because I feel like I don't have to worry about shifting outside of the genre that people try to peg me in.
Right.
I used to be a rock singer and then
a belter, yeah.
Yeah, and pegged as a blues singer and then I wanted to sing country. I can do all of it. I can write songs the way that I hear them in my head and I can record them the way that I want to. So it's different out here in the indie world.
And the only advantage to having any cohesiveness when you're putting together like an EP is that people know what they're getting.
Yeah.
So it's good to do a blues album, you know, a country album or a collection. I mean, but at the end of the day, if you just do a collection of singles, you can do anything you want.
Right.
You know, 7 days of writing, you might have seven different moods.
Mm-hmm.
So just go out and do it. And that's the beauty of, I think, radio in 2017 and making music. There's so many ways to do it. I talked to Kenny Dubman. He sat right there and we talked about that. He said he doesn't miss the whole A&R thing with Prophet. And it was a great time, but he just, you saw the writing on the wall and it's like, something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know what. And it was scary because you just don't know. Is it a cliff? You know, is the whole ride going to end?
Right.
And it just evolves, I think. And in 10 years, we're not going to recognize what we're doing right now. We'll be like, oh my God, look at us. You know, I just hope we're still doing this.
Oh, I'm going to still be doing it. I'll be singing.
You'll be my boss.
You think?
I know so.
It could happen. No, but I feel like I'm going to be singing and songwriting until the day that I leave this planet.
That's in your DNA.
Yeah, it's in my DNA. I love it so much. Sometimes I hate it, but I love it so much. I can't imagine doing anything else. It's so much a part of me.
If anything that you're that passionate about, you're going to love and hate at times because it's so similar. I've always said the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Oh.
You know, love and hate is like, you know, it just seems like it's like one side of the leaf or the other, you know?
Right.
However it falls. But now we're getting too philosophical here. This is rock and roll.
This is rock and roll.
Well, anyway, you guys should definitely chime in if you're having a good time. Hit me up at the raypowershour at gmail.com. And Lisa Coppola, you have email too.
I do. If you hit me up at lisa@lisacoppola.com, it will always get to me.
And that website.
Yeah, and it's always easy to remember that. And, of course, my website is www.lisacoppola.com.
Two P's and one L.
Very good.
I'm Italian.
Yeah, you're Italian.
Half Italian.
When you're not Pavierski.
Right, I think with the Polish side of my brain, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walk into walls and they go, hey, paisan, move it. Actually, the joke is I make myself an offer I can't understand.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's an oldie.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring Anthony up if he's done eating? And what is Anthony doing anyway?
He's eating.
In the non-green room.
Every time you come to the Ray Powers Hour, they make sure they feed you here.
We feed you good, yeah.
Yes.
It's, you know, mom's Italian and Emma's part Italian, you know. She'll make sure you eat.
Yeah.
So, all right, why don't we do this? Why don't we play a cut? Pick a song. Well, pick your favorite indie song. Like, what can't you get out of your head right now?
Gotta.
Oh, we're going to do that? We're going to do the Shameless again?
No. It's not Shameless if I say it.
That's true.
But that's honestly true.
Lisa is bending my arm right now. And, God. Oh, wait. Fine, I'll play it. Why don't we spend Gotta? Hey, listen. You know, it was the number one song. No, it was the number two song this week on New Visions Radio.
Was it?
On the top three. It was. Here I Am is still hanging on there at number one.
And it was number one on Southern Country Radio.
Our sister station, yeah.
And Gotta was number three.
Yeah. There was a number six on there that I recognized, too.
Yeah. It might be a song you people know.
Yeah. And you, well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say any more. But all right. Let's give this a spin right here. You know this guy. He's a shameless shyster. Ray Powers. This is Gotta right here on the Ray Powers Hour on the New Visions Radio Network. Your New Visions Radio Network.
See the lines on my face. Growing deeper every day. Feel I've aged 10 years since the start of May. Trying to repair the broken pieces that I seem to keep breaking.
looking for a way to clear the mess I keep on making, but I gotta find some peace. I gotta move on. I gotta find a road that's gonna take me home. Gotta get some answers to long lost questions. Gotta lay in bed that I can call my own. Gotta find some peace. I gotta move on. I gotta find some closure. Find out what.
Visions Radio, this is the Ray Powers Hour. Actually, why don't you go ahead and try that? Give it a shot.
New Visions Radio, the Ray Powers Hour.
That sounds so much better than when I do it.
The only difference is that I'm a girl.
That's true, but that makes you... Listen, you walk into a bar, you don't pay a cover charge. They look at me and go, hey, you're wearing funny-looking jeans. Go take a walk. Do you know who I am? All right, well, come on in, but you're paying the cover. So, girls is no questions asked, you know?
Well, you know, there are advantages to that.
Yeah, you know how it goes. So, yeah, that was Gotta, and it's doing real well right now. I'm very proud of it. It's on the Here I Am EP.
And so that EP, you decided to put out an EP that consists of how many tracks?
There's three on there, which is the minimum, really.
Right.
They're considering that an EP now. When we were growing up, an EP had to be at least four cuts because an album, you know, you had a record with two cuts on each side.
Right.
And but nowadays, you know, three songs is a lot, you know, in a singles market. So three songs qualifies as an EP. And I wanted to give somebody a bang for their buck. If they're going to buy a hard copy CD, you have to make it worth printing.
Right.
And so I gave them Here I Am, title cut to last year's single, Gotta, which we knew was going to be a hit. It was supposed to be a B-side, not a throwaway, but we wanted something as, you know, again, structure for for the CD.
Right.
And it wound up coming out amazing. We listened to it and went, wow. We probably could have flipped it and put Gotta out, but we figured we'll save it. I have a really bad habit of holding on to songs for too long.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2 years to release Here I Am. One Kiss was released in July of 2014, and Here I Am was released in July of 2016.
Yeah,
with only Christmas years. Miracle in between it, yeah.
But what was amazing is that you stayed on the charts for all that time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, One Kiss had a lot of staying power, I have to say. And thank God, because, man, did I milk that song. And, you know, thank God, you know, Hollywood Howie and, you know, Baby Moo, Cal Lacey and Mick, the Commander-in-Chief and Gator. And they really milked it for me. The Pastors and, you know, Bad Man Barry and the Boogeyman and all these people who just played my songs. And, you know, they're the ones who got it out there. Michael Knight. They're the ones who gave me that song. Is probably responsible in a large way for this show and this and my gig here.
Right.
So it really had staying power.
But you also got nominated for a Nashville Universe Music Award for Best Songwriter.
I did, and that floored me. I mean, this is Nashville. This is where it's the songwriting capital of the universe, and my name is among people there, and it's like, wow, okay, you know. And I stopped the whole thing of saying I don't belong there, because now it's like I'm just happy to be there.
Right.
I've learned that. Enjoy it. But yeah, I mean, it really did afford me a lot by way of, I mean, you know, it didn't make me a multimillionaire. You know, let's face it. We know it's dreams yield these days, but
correct.
It's just fun to be streaming. You know, it's great to be out there. There's still magic in music.
And there's still magic in the fact that it's touching people.
Exactly. That's just it. We made a fun video.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the whole experience. It's like we get to do what we love. I mean, how many people can say that, you know, and do it for a living?
Yeah.
You get to go on the road with the, like with the Bob Seger Experience, Hollywood Nights, and see all these great people on a tour bus.
On a tour bus.
Living the rock dream. I mean,
it is living the rock dream. I have to tell you, I sleep better on that tour bus than I sleep at home sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's kind of like I close those little curtains. It's like being in a coffin, I guess. Maybe it's a little creepy. But
a
I close those curtains. I put on some headphones.
Jeez, Lisa.
And, and I'm out cold. You know, I sleep most of the ride.
I'm going to have to put a mirror to your nose from now on, just knowing that.
Double check.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Cut her head off before burying her, man. But, well, I mean, I sleep a lot better when I'm on the road because, you know, when I'm home, I've got a 7-year-old kicking me in the ribs. And, you know, that's home to me. That reassures me that life is how it should be. But when you're on the road, it's a vacation. It's fun, you know.
It is like a paid vacation.
And you get to meet people.
You get to meet a ton of people. When I'm sleeping at home, I've got an elbow in my ribs and two cats at my legs.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, you sleep. Yeah, there is a whole conglomerate.
A whole conglomerate. Yeah.
This is the Ray Powers Hour. I would say my special guest, but she's my esteemed colleague, my partner in crime, Lisa Coppola, the Cope. She's here. She's home, and we're basically co-hosting the show.
So I think we're going to do a song, right?
Yeah, we are. We do have to do a song. Yeah, time is starting to become an issue, so let's do this.
Okay, you are actually going to play bass. And folks, I have to say, he charted out this tune in like 2 seconds, which was a little bit weird.
Well, I mean,
you're
like the song.
A savant of some type.
Yeah, that's the problem, is I can do this. I told Michael Zucco this. I can do this in my sleep, but then watch me go down the stairs. As you know, I don't always make it down the stairs in one piece. So, you know, yes. You have to give something to, you know, to get, you know.
Right.
What are you going to do? But I would take it this way. I'd rather have it like this.
Yeah.
You know, where I can do the music in my sleep. But yeah, let's get Anthony. And why don't we wow them with something? Something that's current. Something that they've heard probably 5 times today on the radio, but not like this.
Right. You haven't heard it stripped down like we're going to do it now.
All right. Let me go to a quick promo. Let's get set up. And when we come back, we're going to have Anthony join us. Actually, I'll be joining you and Anthony. Or I don't know what it is. Maybe you're joining Anthony and I. Maybe that's the case.
How about you two are joining me?
I like that. Let's do that.
All right, then.
See, the lady always wins. I told you. Give me a sec. I'll be right back.
The best talk, no commercials. The best new music, no nonsense.
NewVisionsRadio.com.
You are locked in to the Ray Powers Hour. The number one show for new music all over the world on the New Visions Radio Network.
You're tuned in to the Ray Powers Hour on the New Visions Radio Network.
New Visions Radio, Ray Powers here with Lisa Coppola, and we have Anthony with us on guitar.
Anthony Sherry, right here.
In the Power Cove. All right, it looks like we're all set. You know what? We got to get right to it because, like I said, you know, time is the essence here. If time flies when you guys come. It's amazing.
We're running out of time already? I feel like I just got here.
Well, you did, but we had the Power Trivia thing, and, you know, really, it's the back end of the hour, so, you know, if we overstep our boundaries, we're going to hear from Nikki Lee. And we don't want to piss her off.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to upset Nikki.
She's the love coach. We don't want any hate out of the love coach.
No,
we love you. All righty, let's do this. Should we tell them what we're going to do, or should we go right into it?
Go right into it.
Oh man, I like this. Okay.
Kicked you out last Friday. You're back here on my doorstep. Falls right in line with your lying. I ain't heard the last of it yet. Wish you were gone, but I can't get rid of you. 'Cause when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seems to suck right to my shoe. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Well, I woke up in the morning and I heard the doorbell ring. Yes, you just keep on coming back like a gosh darn boomerang. Wish you would go, but I can't get rid of you. 'Cause when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seems to stuck right to my shoe. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seems to stuck right to my shoe. To the station and I caught the downtown train. Leaned on my convictions, carrying keys to my new place, and I walked up to the doorway as I gathered up the mail. Heard those old familiar footsteps. Why can't I get you off my trail? Wish you would go, but I can't get rid of you. Kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, it seemed to stuck right to my shoe. Yes, when I kick you to the curb, baby, seems to stuck right to my shoe. Oh, to my shoe, yes.
Wow, we love to clap for ourselves.
I don't know, but we're doing it.
That was awesome. That was so much fun. Stuck to My Shoe, Lisa Coppola's current hit, burning up the charts with, my God, South Africa now.
South Africa.
You just that broke was, South Africa.
Yeah, the Radio India Alliance chart came out, and Johannesburg, South Africa is where Fame Music Radio
Georg
is.
Hagelman. Yeah. That's our buddy.
Oh, my God.
The PAX show with Russ Williams and, you know, all our friends here in the States, Gene.
Gene
at
Hamilton. From
Hamilton. Yeah.
And Paul Mack.
Paul Mack. Q108.
Q108 in Canada.
That's right. Oh. Holla, Hollywood Howie.
Hollywood
Speaking
Howie.
Of holla. And yeah, right here at home on the Ray Powers Hour here at New Visions. Stuck to My Shoes, certainly no stranger to the station. And I'm glad that you're not a stranger to the station. You've been such an asset. And you've only just begun. I mean, I don't know how much you want to tell them in advance, but there's a lot of cool stuff coming from the Cope. And or just Cope, I'm sorry. No
Cope,
no infringement.
Cope.
Right.
You might be coping.
Oh, coping with something.
No,
boy.
I can't give it away yet.
No. Oh, you're leaving us hanging. That is mean.
I'm gonna leave you hanging. But there is something really, really cool coming up.
On the horizon, yeah. Sooner than you think. But we're just about out of time here. I can't believe every time we get together this happens. You know, we cause a lot of trouble, a lot of debauchery, a lot of tomfoolery. The chat room, it's chat me in chat. What can you do?
Yeah.
Lauren Hill, Anne Marie Paserno, Pammy and Jean
and
running
Lou.
In and out of there. Lou.
Lou.
Shouting out to everybody who's always in and out of the room, and we really appreciate it. Mad Mike always joins us.
And Deborah can finally get in.
Smoot is back.
Smoot
Smoothie
is back.
Patootie. We're all Smoothie Patooties at heart. But, Lise, I mean, we'll come by again.
Thank you. You know what? I will stop by soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
You're a great co-host.
But I got to tell you, it's been since March 24th of 2016 when you first played Just a Little Time. Everything just took off and got great. So well, thank you for that.
You know, I'm honored to be a part of that. And, you know, I look at it as you gave me that opportunity, you and John, to be that springboard. So, you know, it was a big co-conspiracy, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that I was a part of that. And that, you know, here we are, just taking over the world.
Yes.
And we're taking you with us. Don't worry. You're all coming for the ride. Someone's got to drive. I want to be in the back partying at some point. That was like so like 1980s, right? It just came out of like a Motley Crue video. Hey, own who you are. What the hell?
Yeah, you might as well.
We're goofy and we love it. All right, Lise, we got to run. Any last words for these people?
Go get Save Us and watch the video. Because the video's out there on YouTube, and you get to see Ray and I fight with each other.
Yeah, we had fun.
Which is a lot of fun.
I played a real jerk, which means that was a day off. I didn't have to act at all. Oh, yeah, check out the video. You can get Save Us, you know, any place you get your music. iTunes, Amazon. You can even get direct streams right from lisacoppola.com, can't you?
You actually can. And so that's from the forthcoming EP, you guys. It's going to be called Perfectly Imperfect.
I love that name.
Thank you, because I think it defines me.
Oh, defines a lot of us, for sure, yeah. It is. It's a perfect name.
Yeah, and so that should be coming out probably around April, May. Of 2017.
Excellent. Leak the single early.
Leak it early.
And I like it. Yeah. Okay. Go get Save Us, Lisa Coppola, here at the Ray Powers Hour. You guys and girls, thank you for joining us. And give me a sec. I'll be right back. We're going to go hit that catering again.
Okay.
I need some salad and there's some ravioli down there, too.
Oh, my God.
We just made the world hungry out there. Well, go get some chow, people. All right. I'll be back to wrap it up. And then I'm going to go join Lisa in the non-green room. Give me a sec. I'll be right back.
The Ray Powers Hour. New Visions Radio.
Hey, this is Ray Powers. Welcome to Thursday Night, Radio Night on NewVisionsRadio.com. It all starts with the Ray Powers Hour, your number one show for new music all over the world, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Ready for Love with Nikki Lee at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Then it's The Balcony with Ann Thatcher and Andrew Chervak, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And it all wraps up at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific with the Backroom Blues Hour with your host, Plainfield Slim. Thursday night is radio night. Tune in every week on the new Visions Radio Network. Yeah, this is the Ray Powers Hour, your number one show on the New Visions Radio Network, and your number one show for new music all over the world. I want to thank my very special guest, Lisa Coppola, for stopping by. Go Get Save Us. It's out tomorrow, releasing everywhere around the world. Download the single, watch the video on YouTube, and share it with your friends. You know, I can't believe once again we're at the end of another great show. And I have to thank you, all of you, for making that a reality. And I'm only going to ask one more thing out of you, okay? That's to keep it right here, because coming right up after the RPH, you've got Nikki Lee, the love coach, ready for love. After that, it's Ann Thatcher and Andrew Chervak bringing you an all-new balcony show. And capping it off, yeah, Plainfield Slim with the Backroom Blues Hour. Be here next week, next Thursday night, for an all-new Ray Powers Hour, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, when we kick off another great Thursday night, radio night around the world. From the Ray Powers Hour, be good, be bad, just be somebody. Have a great weekend, enjoy the football games, and I'll meet you right back here on Thursday night.